What's up, guys? BDS is back in the building with Here's the Sitch podcast with Mike and Lawrence.
Hey, guys. We are so excited to be back recording Here's the Sitch podcast. We are coming live from our Situation household.
Yep, the Situation Room. Well, I believe today is the first day of fall. Am I correct?
It is.
Today's the first day. I'm actually wearing a hoodie right now, which I love hoodie weather.
I love fall, too. We were just talking about it yesterday.
It's actually my favorite season, to be honest
Me
with you.
Me, too, by far. Like, I don't like the summer. I love cool, crisp weather, wearing sweaters, wearing boots.
You're definitely a pumpkin spice person, aren't you?
I kind of am a pumpkin spice person. Like, Listen, I want to go through all the pumpkin flavors for the fall season. Like, even if I don't like it, I will order it so I can have a few sips and then, like, have my normal coffee order.
Do you know who's probably a closet pumpkin spice person?
Who?
Vinny.
Oh, definitely.
He is definitely.
Because he is, like, a closet basic white girl.
He's so bougie, like, behind the scenes. Like, you guys don't even know.
Mosey also loves all things fall. The guy just loves being outside.
Yeah, listen, there's just something special about the weather right now. It's like 60 degrees.
And the leaves changing. So pretty.
Yeah, I'm actually going to still go out in the park today after the podcast, get a good workout. I have my hoodie on, get a nice hour and a half workout. And I'm really excited about that, actually.
Yeah, guys, we work out in the park often, especially ever since, you know, quarantine happens this year. We always loved going to the park even before that, but we started doing it a lot more. Because of the curveballs that 2020 has thrown us.
Yeah.
And we always post, like, to take pictures and, like, take pictures when we're in the park because it's so pretty and it's such a peaceful area. But we always have our headphones in because we're actually working out. And I've seen a lot of comments where people are like, what's with the headphones when you guys are on, like, a leisure walk? It's like, guys, we're not on a leisure walk. We are, like, actually sweating and working out and exercising.
Yep.
And for me, the music is more like a background noise because I want to be aware of my surroundings. I want to hear if there's, like, a squirrel next to me.
Yeah.
I want to make sure a runner can get by me.
Yep.
I'm obviously talking to my husband during certain moments.
Well, actually,
so
we
kind of like a background ambiance.
We do lower. I do lower my headphones. Sometimes I even turn them off.
Like,
yeah,
just for, like, also safety, too.
Yeah, just to be
and
talking
sometimes,
to my
wife. Actually, when we're in the park lately, I usually keep one in and one out so I can totally be aware of what's happening because you never know what's coming at you.
Yeah, no. Well, listen, guys, speaking of coming at you without being ready for it, it's getting called out and they say that it's a possibility and I'm just being realistic that the numbers could go up.
Are we going there?
And these numbers, I mean, I'm sure you're aware I'm talking about COVID, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're saying the numbers could go up. Do you think they would shut down again, honey?
I think that they would.
Really? Before the election or after the election?
I think that they might do a mini shutdown pre-election.
Oh, my goodness.
The election is not until November. And listen, where we live in New Jersey, the month of September, we usually call it local summer, which is September is usually scorching hot still. Or it's, like, perfectly warm and you're able to enjoy the beach and there's no crowds because there's no tourists. Everyone's home. But guys, September happened and we are full on in fall. Like, it's been chilly at night. It was 47 degrees last night.
Summer just packed up and bounced.
Exactly. So summer peaced out. And it's like of all the years for summer to peace out early, of course, it had to happen during the year of COVID. And I think with the temperatures dropping, more people are starting to test positive again.
Would there be any preparation for such? I'm just asking.
For what? A shutdown?
Another shutdown. Would there be any type of preparation for that? Or, I don't know, is ignorance bliss? I don't know.
I think you just have to be aware of your surroundings and just stay informed, but also not obsess over the information that's being spewed to you because who knows if it's
very
even accurate.
True. I don't even watch the news anymore.
I wouldn't advise it.
I definitely don't even go on TikTok anymore. And if I do, my wife is like, you look like you've seen a ghost. And I'm like, yeah, I've been on TikTok.
Yeah. So I think that best ways to prepare if there is another shut down. I don't think we'll be shut down as long as we were. I do think we might get they might scale back to like when they go to fate back, like instead of the phase we're in now where like restaurants are open, maybe they'll scale back where things start to have less.
Well, on one hand, they said that they would never shut down again. And number two, actually, guys, if you are not in New Jersey, New Jersey is like practically up and running. Am I right, honey?
Yeah, New Jersey is pretty safe. Like we got our numbers hit are very really low. Early in the when mm-hmm. the spread happened yep. because mm-hmm. we're in such a metropolitan area. And also it started on the East Coast. So we got bad really quick, which is why we shut down before the rest of the country did. So also when we share photos, a lot of you guys are like, sometimes you're inquiring about masks. Sometimes you're wondering like how we're out and about doing things. And it's because we're actually in one of the safest parts of the country yep, right now, which is the state of New Jersey. So our tests have been really low. Myself and my husband get tested very regularly
yeah.
just because we have to be tested for our work.
Yeah. Yeah. How many? We've gotten tested about 4 times, right, in the past 2 weeks.
Eight? Yeah.
Really?
Eight.
Oh my goodness. Well,
not
listen.
In 2 weeks. In a month we've gone.
Well, that just shows you guys I'm not a numbers guy, you know, and I actually just got out of prison exactly for that.
We've gotten tested 2 times in the past 72 hours alone.
That is right.
So
correct.
It's uh-huh. just like one of the new rules with one of our projects that we are filming. So when people are working on camera, we're just mm-hmm. in order to work and film with a crew and the cast, we have to be tested regularly. It's just part of the rules going forward.
Well, speaking of that, we have been filming for the past 2 weeks, Jersey Shore Family Vacation Season 4. I'll be honest, I'm kind of excited to make some good TV, get back to work, despite some of the challenges in 2020.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the world needs
an escape.
The show back. Like an escape, the world yeah. needs – Jersey Shore Family Vacation has always had so much like – joy and laughter in it where yep. like I feel like a lot of reality shows, because it's in their nature, they have to have drama to have some kind of mm-hmm. you know intrigue,
also known as Angelinas.
Basically everyone's got their own Angelinas uh-huh. But I think what Jersey Shore has so much of that other shows really lack is the comedy, and it's natural, and it's just because when you put all of you guys together, it's just like lightning in a bottle, and mm-hmm. you're just, you guys are literally, we're made to be doing this together.
Yeah, usually when all the fellas and everyone is together, it is just hilarious. You guys should just be able to like picture behind the scenes of the yeah. jokes that actually don't even make it online, or actually not online, but to air.
Yeah. Yeah, when the guys are together, which they often are around me because I'm obviously married to Mike, so I'm often around just the guys. Mm-hmm,
yep,
mm-hmm. I'm like crying laughing yeah. so hard most of the time. So it's always such a fun time. And yeah, the world really needs that. The world needs to laugh and have an escape.
I'm very excited. You know, we filmed for the past 2 weeks, and then we're actually leaving any day now for a trip. And I can't really tell you where. And hence why we're packing right now. And another one of my topics is there anything special that you guys pack? We're going on a trip for about 2 weeks. Is there anything special or a memento that you usually pack? I mean, me personally, I make sure that I get all the basics, you know, my Calvin Klein's, you know, I love fresh, you know, white tank tops. What are they? I can't even say. Back in the day, they used to call those tank tops, and listen, I'm just saying for information, they used to call those things wife beaters. Okay, and guinea tees. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I call them that.
You went there.
I did go there. Whatever. But they're white tank tops. I wear them underneath everything. It's a bit stereotypical, but I love them. Honey, give them the number. I want to know if there's anything special that they need to pack when they go on trips. Give them the number.
Our Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414.
Are you an overpacker or are you an underpacker?
Shocker to none, the situations are both overpackers.
Both of us. I mean, for this 2 week trip, I can only think a minimum of 2 large bags a person, probably, right?
I'm
estimating
it's probably,
probably
be more than that.
And probably one small bag of all like the face washes and moisturizers.
Yeah,
and
so we do like a ton of toiletries, yep. We do tons of skincare. I mean, listen, we are in our 30s. We are trying to take care of ourselves and live our best life.
Speaking of that, I think that for our age in our 30s, we're like at the top of our class. You know what I'm saying? Like we look good.
Mm, yeah. I think so. I mean,
We take care of ourselves.
I work hard at it, but...
We prioritize fitness. We watch what we eat. You know, I think that...
Yeah, I mean, we work really hard at it, so I hope that we do. Mm-hmm. But I have a biased opinion. All right, guys, I mentioned this to you last week, and I just want to bring your attention to it another time because it really just deserves all the attention needed right now. During 2020, we are spending a lot of time at home binging our favorite shows. And aren't you tired of paying that enormous cable bill? If you are, then Philo is your solution. Philo is a live and on-demand TV for just $20 a month. It's the best way to watch me and the crew on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, plus everything else on MTV, VH1, Nickelodeon, Food Network, and more than 50 other channels. If you love reality shows, kids shows, home improvement, or drama, Philo has you covered. They also have classics in their library. Save hundreds a month on TV. It's the most affordable way to watch at a time when everyone could use some entertainment in their life. No contracts, cord-free, commitment-free, hassle-free, and unparalleled customer service. Philo also has an unlimited DVR, so you can save all of your favorite shows and watch it on your own schedule. Another great thing about Philo is that they allow for multiple profiles and multiple streams. Everyone in the house can have their own saved shows and up to 3 simultaneous streams. Never fight over who gets to pick what to watch. It's easy to use, super easy to sign up. You can also watch from your phone, laptop, tablet, or TV with Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, or Android TV. Now more than ever, Philo believes that great TV should not cost an arm and a leg. It should be accessible to everyone, and saving money should not mean giving up the shows and channels you love. Philo is TV for everyone. Sign up today at philo.tv/situation, and you'll get 25% off your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/situation for 25% off your first 2 months. Check it out, guys.
Back to the meat and potatoes, guys. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending.
Oh my God. I feel like you were just speaking to... since we were talking about the show, I feel like you were just speaking to someone with that.
It just really segued into things. And most of our callers, a lot of them say, you know, where do I start? Where do I begin? I'm depressed. I don't know what to do. I just hit you with, you know, you can't go back.
No, you can't change it.
You can't change the beginning, okay? Turn those L's into lessons and let's move forward and start where you stand right now.
Yeah, and you know what I also like that kind of can correlate to that one is a mistake made for the second time is no longer a mistake. It's a decision.
Oh, my God. You see, my wife knows me so well. She knows all of my quoters. She knows all of them. I can't even like bring out some gems and surprise everyone anymore because she knows them all.
Well, I love that one because it goes hand in hand with, listen, we're all human. We all make mistakes.
Very true facts.
You're going to also make future mistakes, but let those future mistakes be different mistakes than ones you've made in the past.
Yeah, turn those L's into lessons.
Learn the lesson from what you did wrong and apply it to your life so that you never have to go around that same mountain twice. Because guess what? There's plenty of other mountains to climb.
Oh my God.
And if you're stuck circling around the same one.
Oh my God, for years and years and years, that's the problem.
You're seeing the same thing. You're seeing the same problem. You're hitting the same wall. It's like not a fun way to live.
Yeah, I think they say that if the situation doesn't change, it's trying to change you.
That and that. Yeah. Exactly. 1000%.
Meaning like you need to change yourself. You might be able to
let that one marinate.
You might have to humble yourself. You might be full of pride or ego or expectation. You know what I'm saying? You could be going around that one mountain and it could be like a molehill. You know what I mean? It could be like something small. Yeah,
usually you can just step over it.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
You're getting in your own way, basically.
That's what they say. Don't trip over something that you can step over.
Yep.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Mm-hmm. We're on a roll today. Yeah, guys. Well, I also want to know, where are you investing? And you're going to be like, well, what are you talking about? Money? No. Where are you investing? Are you the best way to invest is in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when all else fails and you're clouded or you know, what should I do? Invest in yourself. It is the best investment.
Yes.
The highest ROI, return on investment. Right, honeys? My wife is smiling at me because she thinks I said something cool probably.
No, I like that. I love that. And I think there's so many different ways that you can invest in yourself.
What is the easiest way?
I would start, well, first of all, we've all been, you know, when you're born, you start going to kindergarten, then you go to first grade, then you go to second grade.
Oh my God.
Then you usually go up until 12th grade. If you think, first of all, it starts with education.
Okay. And I was wondering where you were going with that, but you're correct.
Education is a huge.
Definitely an aspect, yes.
Investment.
Oh, definitely.
In yourself.
Yeah.
And you should not stop.
1,000%, yeah.
At 12th grade. Never. Yeah. You should never stop learning. And that doesn't mean you have to be paying some enormous tuition to be getting your master's.
Are we talking about reading books and things like that?
Yeah, challenging yourself to grow and learn new things.
Yep.
I mean, find something that you're interested in that you don't know much about. Go to Barnes & Noble. Buy some books on it. Get some audiobooks on it. Listen to it while you're on a walk, while you're working out.
What about a new language?
I love that. I love learning new languages. I love all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I think, well, that's education.
That's right? Education, yes.
So there's so many different facets of that.
And I'm sure, well, before we go into something else, if you improve on your education aspect of life, I'm sure that's going to help you in almost every area of life, probably.
100%.
That's probably going to help you, you know, at your job, right? It's probably going to help you in your personal life with making good decisions.
It's going to help you be more successful financially.
Financial decisions.
It's going to help you be a better communicator.
Be a better father or mother, possibly,
it's
right?
It's going to only help you.
It's only going to help you. It's really broad because I don't want to say if you read a book, you're going to be a better mother or father. But I'm sure if you educate yourself,
if you read a book about parenting and different styles and different things, of course it would.
Well, there you go. I just got shut down.
Yeah,
I just got shut down.
For sure. Okay. Like, you could educate yourself on any subject, I think. And that's not because you read a book on it. That's not the right or wrong way. It's just other perspectives.
Yeah.
It's other ways of doing things that you might not have known about if you didn't read that.
That's what I like about psychology. A lot of people are against like therapists and psychologists and things like that. When, to be honest with you, those are some of the things where I've learned a lot of the things I know today, you know, about different perspectives and recovery and anger management and things like that, you know, and sort of being able to control your emotions and be calm under any situation.
Yeah. And then I think there's so many, but like obviously another huge investment in yourself is your health. Are you prioritizing what you're eating?
I think that's
what
one of
you're
the easiest
ingesting.
Ones.
And then obviously you can add on to fitness on top of that. You can kind of combo those together, health and fitness, health and wellness.
What are you going to tell somebody that says, you know what, I've been eating bad for 20 years and I don't know where to start? You know what I mean? You go back to the quote I just read.
Yeah.
Pretty much it doesn't matter what you've done yesterday. What matters is what you're doing today.
You can't change the past. And you can't predict the future. The best way you can predict the future is by taking pride in the decisions
and
making
it.
And making it now.
Yep.
Yeah. All you have control over is what you are doing day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we always say, do something today to make your future self proud.
Yeah.
And you should only, your competition and your goal should just be better, to be better than the person you were yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you ate bad yesterday, let it go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But today's a new day.
Yep.
You're going to try to have more water. You're going to cut out more sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go for a walk. Like, that's a great day.
But also, I want to expand on that even more, because once you guys get one day in, what happens the next day? If you get one day of good eating or one day of good choices or one day of exercising, what happens the next day? It's sort of like a downhill trend.
Yeah, it's
like a domino effect.
It's interesting when you say the word downhill, because psychologically, a lot of people's brains, you've been using it, you used it again lately with someone else in another conversation, and I didn't point it out.
My wife is trying to correct me possibly right now. I'm not sure.
No. I want to correct the listeners so that they're not thinking it's a negative connotation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you say downhill, people think it's going bad. Mm-hmm. You're coming down from success, or you're coming down from the climb. No, when you're going downhill, you're not on the accelerator, you're not on the gas, you're just cruising.
Yep, it's easy.
It's you're going down the stairs instead of up the stairs.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
So you have to, but some people don't think of it that way. So I just wanted to open their eyes that you weren't saying it was a bad thing. You were saying it's a cruise control. It's an easier thing.
I'm speaking to those people that have not made that change yet, because as soon as you make that change, it's easier to continue making good decisions once you've put that day in.
Because you made the first one the day before.
Yeah, the first step is always usually the hardest.
It is. In everything, in every change, in everything. In any kind of new venture, in any kind of deciding to go back to school, deciding to be healthy, like any kind of positive change that you want to do and apply to your life that you are not already doing, the first step that on that road is the hardest. But once you're on it, you're like, oh my God, I should have done this sooner.
The road that me and my wife are on, and we've been on this road for about 5 years now. You know what I'm saying?
Mosey's
Oh my goodness, there probably is an Amazon...
I think it's a florist delivery.
Actually. Oh, it's a florist. What? Listen,
Mosey. Sorry, guys. Mosey, we're live from the Situation Household, and Mosey is just not having it. There might be bunnies in the front yard.
Oh my God.
He does. He doesn't get mad at the deer, but if he sees bunnies or the family of foxes, is it fox or foxes? But when he sees the foxes, he goes.
All right, honey, hold it down. I'm just gonna shut the door here.
So yeah, taking the first step is the hardest one. But like I said, it always happens once you start to see a little progress. You're like, wow, I wish I did this earlier. I wish I had the guts and the wherewithal to just apply these positive changes earlier. But you shouldn't even be hard on yourself, because guess what? You're doing the best that you can.
Exactly. And when you're doing the best that you can,
you have a peaceful mind.
And exactly like we spoke our last podcast about the four agreements, right, honey?
Yep.
That when you're doing the best that you can, there's a sense of peace there.
Yep.
There's a sense of peace that, you know, like I'm doing the best I can, and like I know these are going to be positive results. And if not, like what's meant for me will be for me.
Yep. And peace of mind comes piece by piece.
Ooh,
that was actually a quote on my tea. My husband and I are avid tea drinkers.
Yep, tea. We drink tea every night.
My sister before we go to bed. Could not believe how much honey we went through. Because remember, I went to that honey store. I bought like $100 in honey. Uh-huh. Okay, and then we used it all, and they're like, "What?"
I try not to drink a lot of tea. We do drink a lot of tea, but I try not to drink so much honey at night because of maybe the sugar. But I'm just saying in general, it's such a treat for me. You know what I mean?
It's good for you though. Regardless of the glycemic levels, it's good for your allergies. It's good for your throat. It's good for your immunity.
Yeah.
Especially like organic.
Anytime that I got sick when I was on vacation, aka prison, a little tea with lemon and honey. I mean, if you just drank copious amounts of that, anything would go away from pretty much from the honey and the lemon.
Yep. I'm so glad that you learned that too, because you were, some people are like always think they need antibiotics. And ever since you came home from prison,
I don't take anything.
And I love that, because that's a different conversation for another podcast. Mm-hmm. But a lot of what's wrong with this country is people thinking they need medications.
Oh,
and antibiotics
God.
Is one of them, because antibiotics are for when you're very, very sick. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to build that up in your immune system, because then guess what? When you are really sick, it's not going to work.
Yeah, that's
so if you got a cold, you shouldn't be taking
that's
that.
Another conversation it is. About.
But there's the quick thing. Tea with honey and lemon, fresh ginger, and a garlic clove. Chew the garlic clove if you are sick.
Yep.
I guarantee you those three things will cure you quicker than a Z-Pack. I promise.
Yeah, and before Mosey...
And it's safer and healthier for your body and your inside.
Before Mosey was on like his attack level before, I was saying that me and my wife have been on this wavelength for 5 years. So for 5 years, we've been... You know, just being our best self for that one day at a time, you know, and letting go and letting God handle the rest and moving forward. Now, 5 years later, there's so many other things that, you know, we're tending to now. But if we're going to go down the line of sort of investing in things, investing in the people that you hang around with.
Yep. You are who, what is that saying? Look at the five people you spend the most time with.
Yep.
Look around and they better be admirable to you. and people that you want to be like, because that's who you will be like.
I actually had like a friend text me recently, and he was just upset for no reason about what someone else was doing with their business. And I was like, stay in your own lane and run your own race. You know, it has nothing to do with you. You should be happy for other people. It was sort of very elementary for me to explain this, but most people don't know. You know, they get wrapped up in the race. It's not even a race of life, but in life, by looking at what others are doing. And at that particular point, when you're looking at others, that means you're not concentrating on what you're doing.
You're already fucking up.
You already lost. Lack of a better word. You have already lost. And it's very similar. And I've explained this before to if you're racing or running or swimming and you're looking at the guy next to you, most likely you're going to lose. The first place guy is going to be straight ahead focused on his breath, his strokes or whatever it is, or his posture. And that's what it is. Be your best self and move forward. And that's it.
Okay, here's the Sitch listeners. It's time for me to share some of my all-time favorite brands that I discovered during 2020 quarantine. Barefoot Scientist is one of those brands I've been telling you about all year long, and I am just so proud to share the line that I've discovered while I've been stuck at home doing my very own pedicures. Who would have known I'd be able to do this myself? They have better ingredients, stronger formulations, and faster results. Barefoot Scientist is the world's first premium foot care company, and they have everything you need to keep your feet healthy and happy, especially when you're working out. Their products target every issue that active feet may have, from blisters and muscle aches to dirt, sweat, and odor. Every single product is specifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet using the very best ingredients from science and nature. Like my husband would say, that is a good situation. Twinkle Toes is an amazing odor-eliminating bacteria-killing spray that's clinically proven to eliminate 99.8% of the bacteria that causes funky odors. Plus, it wipes out the fungus and viruses too. Guys, we're all about wiping out the virus this year, so you need to check out the Twinkle Toes. You can also use this spray not only on feet, but shoes, socks, yoga mats, which I love to wipe mine down after every session, gym bags, and just about anything and everything that you might want to disinfect and deodorize. Also, I've really been loving their Sigh of Relief product. It's a warming pain relief cream that gives weary feet and other muscles a much needed relief from soreness, joint pain, and muscle aches. It honestly feels incredible, and I've been using that one like the past few weeks, and it's been a lifesaver. Plus, all Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free, and free of phthalates and parabens, so you know you're only using the good stuff. Right now, our Here's the Sitch listeners can get an exclusive 20% off their first order at barefootscientist.com using code SITUATION. And shipping is always free. That's barefootscientist.com, code SITUATION. Go get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com. Enter promo code SITUATION at checkout for 20% off your first order plus free shipping.
So my husband is very strong and has a great foundation in his in the way he lives his life, and everything that he talks about on this podcast, he has done it himself and has a great foundation and applied it to his own life. So when you're not at the level he's at, and somebody comes to you with that petty bullshit in a text message or in a phone call, a lot of times it can affect how you're feeling because now they're kind of bringing your energy and levels down. Mm-hmm. I want to introduce you to the powerful button on the iPhone called the delete. Mm-hmm. If you swipe the text message to the left and you hit the red delete button, this is something my husband and I both do, and I'm really proud of it because we both only do it when there's negativity in our feed. So like, and when I say our feed, I mean like our text messages. So if we're working all day and we're responding to different text chats with different partners and different ideas, and then also with friends, and then also with family,
that petty bullshit.
And then you're also texting with your wife or your spouse or whoever it may be, and then you're constantly seeing that on your screen, and there's that one person that came at you with that petty shit, even though it's not about you, it's about someone else, but it's like that toxic energy in your face all day. So anytime, and it doesn't happen often because we do not usually communicate regularly with people that have that kind of behavior, So Mike had a friend that happened to, and he kind of checked him. And you know what? The next morning, his friend hit him up and was like, oh, I was having a bad day. Thanks for talking to me. I really appreciate that. So Mike was able to like lift his spirits back up, which was great. But also Mike was able to remove seeing the negativity in his daily life.
And deleted it.
So he deleted the first part of the chat so that you didn't see it. So if you do that, it just kind of like clears your energy, because you don't realize by seeing someone talking shit, it's like kind of, it's just toxic energy.
It's like
on your phone.
Yeah, it's like miss me with that bullshit.
It's like messy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I just ducked and miss me with that bullshit. And you'll find out that your life is so much more, I guess, what, less messy or clean and happy and positive when you just don't deal with that bullshit, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, like I said, it does not happen often to either of us.
No, it doesn't. People know better. People know better. People know better.
We both do a very good job at checking people when anyone comes to us with that. And when I say checking, I don't mean in like a disrespectful way. It's in like showing them the truth of like, what are you doing? Why are you worrying about someone else? You could be expelling this energy in a positive way. Instead, you're just hurting your own self.
Mm. We're all such fragile beings out there, guys.
We're so fragile.
And the emotions sometimes rule people's intelligence. Mm-hmm. That's just the facts of the matter. You need to be able to master being calm in any situation,
and,
to be honest.
Oh, my God. That's such a great point, too, that when your emotions are taking over,
mm-hmm.
you should what? What's something you should never, ever do? You should never make a permanent decision based on a temporary fleeting emotion.
Wow. The wife just hit you with another one of my quoters. Wow. All right.
You would think that this man made up all of these quoters. I know you live by all of them.
I do live by all of them.
But I think the English language has been around a little bit longer than you, honeys.
And you know what? Another one that I really love is... a man that has mastered himself around the principle of discipline can never be mastered by others.
I love that.
That's like one of my favorite ones. What does that mean, though? That pretty much means if you are someone that has built their life around principles and discipline,
mm-hmm.
that not much will be you won't be affected by others, really, mm-hmm. you know, or others' emotions or others' messiness.
And we were talking about this the other day, too. This podcast episode is kind of all over the place, but it has so much good information in it.
You're crazy all over the place. What do you mean all over the place?
Well, I feel like my own brain is jumping from subject to subject, so but through positive
You probably didn't take your brain vitamins today.
I didn't take the brain one. The brain That's vitamin is like a B12.
It is.
Well, it's a blend, the one you take.
Yeah.
But it's mainly a B12.
Focus. Yeah, I really like my brain vitamin. I take it all the time.
But no, I was going to say that the discipline, we were recently talking about, we were watching an interview with a college football coach, and we were talking about how...
He doesn't watch the news?
Well...
That's what he said. He said he's got a job to do.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a job to do. I can't let... what could be fake from the news affect me and affect him. I got a job to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's a quote around, about ships. They say, do you know about ships? Oh, ships sink, not from the water around them,
yes.
but from the water that gets inside.
Exactly.
Wow.
Which is why you got to hit that delete button. Mm-hmm. Anytime that negativity or that petty shit comes through to your phone, you just got to delete it.
Miss me with that bullshit.
Yeah. But no, I was trying to focus on, which is correlates with that, is the discipline that is instilled in people when
from
they
sports?
Are in sports
yes.
or in any kind of athletic team, and how amazing that is. And I had like a light bulb go off in my brain, and I was like, wow, like to generalize, not saying that this is the only way it
I
is,
was a
but
sports
like
kid.
A lot of men love to watch sports, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think women do too, but like obviously it's like much more prevalent
mm-hmm.
amongst the male human race, right? And I feel like the way that coach ducked those hard questions in that interview and like just hit him with truth bombs that like that shit doesn't matter, I'm focused, I'm here to do this, I'm here to do that, it to me felt like anytime me as a woman has gone to my husband as a man for advice, it's my father as a man for advice, like they're just so quick with the cut through that bullshit. This is the solution to the problem. We fixed it. Move the fuck on. Like, yep. Let it go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I feel like because you guys...
Solution oriented.
Yeah. And I don't know, for some reason it clicked in my brain that if women grew up not obsessing, but like watching sports and understanding.
Well, there are women that participate in sports though.
Of course. I mean, I did sports too, but I'm just saying to the level of men, I feel like, because you are, it's like when you go back to the diet, you are what you watch, you are what you listen to. So if you're immersed in sports, even if you're not playing it, mm-hmm. but you're immersed in the game, in the dedication, in the responsibility, in the teamwork, in the discipline, mm-hmm. then you're kind of solution oriented and you're focused, you're goal oriented.
Yep.
You're looking to people that inspire you. And you know what I'm saying? Well, I was like, wow.
Well, hence, look at our schedule. We prioritize fitness and exercise and nutrition along with our job and our daily life. And that gives our life structure. That gives us confidence because we're, you know, doing something that is a positive thing.
Yeah. And I think it's also a really great day, a great example to give here's the Sitch listeners, a rundown on like a day in the life of what we do on a normal basis. Yeah,
well, that could be another podcast.
It could be another podcast.
Yeah. What number are we on right now anyway? 26?
This is 26.
26 in the building.
So yeah, when you guys are listening to this, we will be on our trip filming Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Recording this a little bit early.
So send us positive vibes.
Yeah, send us some positive vibes and energy because I don't know what'll be happening.
We're going to be in the trenches.
Yeah, we'll be in the trenches mm-hmm. bringing you that positivity.
We're trying to make good TV, you know?
Yeah, it'll be great.
Well, honey, before we get out of here, I think we should go to the phones. Let's give the phone number one more time for some of the fans, listeners, and subscribers to call us in to let us know what they think of our podcast. Also, some fun stuff, like, are you a light packer? Are you a heavy packer? Also, you know, what are you doing in your life right now? Send us some positivity, guys.
Okay, so our Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414. You can also hit us up at Here's the Sitch podcast on Instagram. And one more time, that phone number is 732-898-0414.
I think we're going to throw that on the story right now on Instagrammers, and let's get to the callers.
Hey, Michael Lauren, it's Kristen. I'm calling from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to share a quote that I really liked from a movie from when I was younger. It's, "Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game." I feel like it's saying, you know, don't let the fear of failure keep you from doing what you want to do and achieving your goals.
Oh, wow. That was a really good one.
That's solid. That is super solid quote. Oh, you miss all the shots you don't take.
My wife did it again, guys.
It's so true, though, because when you fail, you've just found another way. You're just that much closer to succeeding, yeah, and you found another way that doesn't work. So if you're not failing at something, you're not succeeding.
Yeah. Basically. I mean, technically failing will... failing equals success, I guess.
Because no one that has reached any amount of success where you're aspiring to has done none the first time.
I think they say a winner is someone that just didn't give up.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, it's such a good one. That's so crazy. And it's so straightforward and so like simple, but most of the best quotes are that way.
Most people don't even try, to be honest with you. Even 10 years ago when I was trying out to be a model and trying to get on TV, most of the people thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, even family.
Because of their fear of failure and self-doubt.
Even family. They're like, you're just, you know, shooting in the dark right now. Nothing's going to happen. You know, there's millions of people that have abs like you or a personality like you. When actually, that's totally incorrect, guys. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Yep.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Kaylee Marlowe, and I live in Ontario, Canada. I've always been a huge fan of Jersey Shore and watching both of your journeys into becoming your highest and best self. And I find that I deeply resonate with, you know, the grounding aspect that you were just talking about in your podcast that I've just listened to. There's actually a movie. I'm not sure if either of you have heard of it. I did send it in a link to Lauren's Instagram. It's called The Earthing Movie. And it's all about the science behind grounding yourself. And it talks about how really just having bare feet into the ground can help with a lot of issues such as like arthritis and things like that. And also how it talks about how the shoe was one of the best inventions, but also one of the worst inventions to mankind, because most people today walk around basically insulated from the ground itself being grounded. And another thought I just had recently the other night while I was doing a full moon meditation was, you know how when we're children, we're told you're grounded, or go to your room, you're grounded. An interesting thought I had about that was maybe that originates from grounding ourselves. So when we're acting out of alignment with our highest self, when we're acting out of alignment with anger, spite, even overexcitement and making decisions on impulse, maybe we are told we're grounded because it's time to go back to our roots, time to go back to, you know, really feeling and understanding who we truly are at our core so that we can make those decisions level-headed.
Wow, she was woke as fuck.
Yeah, that call just makes me so happy. Goodness. That was, okay, so that was Kaylee from Ontario. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for sharing that grounding information with us.
And the invention of shoes, I love that.
I love that because that's kind of like most things. Like, they're so groundbreaking and powerful and changing life, but then they're taking you away.
Yes, I'm letting you know that just like the invention of social media.
Yeah, just like everything that changes
our life. It was brought to bring us together, and as we can see right now, it is bringing us farther apart.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
I'm so excited from that caller. I'm going to look into that movie. I didn't see it in my DMs, but I'll try to check for it. I'll just look it up from the name that you said. And then I thought that was really interesting, the insight that she had about when you're a child and someone tells you you're grounded.
Because yeah.
I've been looking at things like that is when you're like, when you're opening up your mind yeah. to think of different ways.
You need to look for
when
deeper
you're
meaning
really
in life.
Really growing.
I loved everything she had to say.
And I love that you're a listener of Here's the Sitch podcast, because like that's the wavelength that we're on.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. And it just reinforces what we're doing. And you know, when we spend this time every week sitting down and talking into a microphone in our podcast room in our house, that you guys are on the other end, because we don't see you. So exactly. We don't always know if we're connecting.
Hence, we are in the situation room right now. I'm gonna get a sign, honey, in this room that says the situation
well
room
you're not it. Gonna get any more signs until you hang up the ones that are sitting on the floor.
Speaking of that, I recently got two signs, guys, from a company, and they're like, I'm like a superhero junkie, guys. Everyone knows that I love superheroes. I love Batman, I love Superman, and I just I got a poster of the Joker, Joaquin Phoenix, and Heath Ledger.
No, wasn't it Heath Ledger?
Oh. It was both of them together. And also the Bane, which was Tom Hardy and I Was Born in the Darkness. And my wife, I got them and I was so happy. She's like, where do you think you're even putting those? And I was like, oh, wow. I guess I'm going to have to gift these now. Re-gift.
No, you could keep them. But my question was, you know, we're in a beautiful home and we are decorating it and it takes time. And when he got them and unwrapped them, they are massive. And I just looked, and the Joker one is like scary. It's the Joker on like a massive canvas, two huge Joker faces. So I'm like, if you think you're putting that in our serene like game room, but my favorite room to lounge and watch TV, and like that's gonna scare the shit out of me.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
So he didn't think that one through, but we'll find somewhere where you could put it.
I didn't run the tape on that, guys.
And then I had to explain to him, listen, if you wanted to put that up, it would be like me buying, you know, a Wizard of Oz
yep.
poster, massive size, because it's my all-time favorite movie, and that is an all-time classic, and expecting you to stare at it all the time. So I think he got it when I said that.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. And don't forget, if someone shows you who they truly are, believe them. And I'm going to leave you on that note, because I'm going to film Jersey Shore Family Vacation 4.
I was wondering why that one was a little feisty. A little feisty. Believe them when they show you who they are. And if you believe them the first time, it's a lot easier to deal with them the second go around.
Let that sink in and let you make the assumption. Don't make any assumptions, guys.
All right, guys. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We will
see you next week.